This is Melissa Patrick for WKLM with the West Holmes School Report, and this week I have the principal at Nashville and Lakeville Elementaries, Brian Zimmerly, and thank you, Brian, for joining with us.
Thanks. It's a great opportunity to be on the air with you.
For sure. We love sharing what the schools are doing in our area and some of the things that you guys are really looking at for Lakeville and Nashville is a lot to do with reading and literacy, which is so important.
Absolutely. We are currently in our Right to Read Week, both at Nashville and Lakeville, and actually all four elementaries are having their Right to Read Week this week. But Nashville and Lakeville's theme is Wild About Books, kind of a safari theme, focusing on different animals and just the opportunity to read throughout the day quite a bit too.
That's awesome. I remember Right to Read Week back when I was in school. It was always a fun way to get kids excited about reading.
Yes, it definitely is. And the kids get excited and it's fun for them to kind of still do their school stuff, but dress up and have different fun dress up days and specific times to read each day. Last week, we actually on Wednesday celebrated a West Holmes District Literacy Night out at the high school. Mr. Lash and the Kilbuck staff put together the evening, and then all the other elementaries had some staff out there helping too. So that was kind of a neat kickoff before Right to Read Week. And just last Friday, between Lakeville and Nashville, we had an assembly with Outback Ray. He is a man that comes in. He brings all kinds of cool animals in, including a very large snake. And Lakeville kids went over to Nashville, and we had that assembly together. And that's always fun. Then to see some unique animals you don't see around here, and also to have both buildings together in one spot, which is fun, too.
Yeah, Outback Ray, he is a great way to have fun, but really learn about these animals, and it's a great way to tie in to your Right to Read Week theme. That's perfect.
Yeah, it definitely was, and a good start the week before. And then each day this week, we're having a special theme day. Yesterday was obviously St. Patrick's Day, so at Nashville, they studied reptiles and amphibians, but everyone's encouraged to wear green. So you can kind of have that amphibian-reptile theme in there, but also celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Today, everyone is encouraged to wear a t-shirt with an animal on it or read a t-shirt day. And then one of the kids' favorites always is camo day. So tomorrow is going to be wear your favorite camo. And then Thursday, everyone can wear their crazy hats. So those are some fun themes that the kids always enjoy.
It is a great way for the kids to kind of wrap reading into fun, because reading isn't always easy for kids, and finding unique ways to get them excited about it really helps the cause of, getting them to spend more time reading.
It does. And this year at Lakeville, we're having a contest with the 3rd, 4th, 5th graders, staff too. Everyone's encouraged to read, throughout the year, not just Right to Read Week. And they set a goal of having 1,000 books read by the end of the school year total. It's not grade levels are competing kind of together, but the goal is to have 1,000 books read by the end of the school year. And then I'm not sure what exactly is going to be decided, but I agreed that if we met that goal, then I would do something fun. They said shave my head, paint my hair a certain color, but don't think we'll go that far, but we'll have some fun with that. And the kids and staff together have over 700 books read at Lakeville right now, so I'm pretty sure we're going to meet that goal before the end of the school year is all done.
That is really brave of you to go in there with no fully decided thing that you're committing to do if they reach this goal, because when the principals are involved, kids are usually a lot more ready to make these things happen.
That is for sure. And the staff, I just actually looked a little bit ago, and the staff has contributed a lot as well. So I might have to rope some of the staff into participating as well. We'll have to see what happens.
Make it a team effort.
That's right, yes.
And so we've talked a lot about the reading and the literacy, and there's always a start to that. And right now is a time where you're getting students registered to get their start in the West Holmes District.
Absolutely. We started kindergarten registration for next year, the 25-26 year. We started at the beginning of February. We've had good response. Quite a few parents at each building have called in to get their student registered for screening at the end of May, early June. But we just want to encourage parents to, if you haven't registered for your child to come to kindergarten screening yet, please do so as soon as possible. The deadline is April 25th, but if we can have as many of those as soon as possible, then we can just start planning and preparing and getting ready for screening and know how much materials we need and things like that. So, yeah, please, parents, call in as soon as you can if you have not yet registered your child for kindergarten next school year.
It is a hard time for some parents to think that they're a baby heading off to kindergarten now.
It definitely is, and it's always it's rewarding to see, you know, those students who, you know, kind of struggle the first couple days of school, or they've come to kindergarten screening and they're really apprehensive, but all our teachers across the district do a great job of being there for the kids, showing compassion, understanding, and usually within a couple days of being in school the first few days of kindergarten, it's old hat and they're all eager to be there and ready to learn with the teachers.
Definitely. Kindergarten is a great place to really get started. Is there anything else that you would like to share regarding what's going on at Lakeville or Nashville or what's going on with kindergarten registration throughout the district?
No, I would just like to thank all our parents and community for supporting us and helping us out in any way they possibly can and that they do. And we look forward to continue seeing them around.
All right. Well, thank you for joining with us for our West Home School Report. That was the principal at Lakeville and Nashville, Brian Zimmerly. And for WKLF, I'm Melissa Patrick.